Check, 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 check. Let's go.
What kind of rich that a million rich? Them a kind of rich where you make man rich. What kind of rich that a million rich? Them a kind of rich where you make man rich. And if me rich, would I take a man now for the sheets? And if me rich, would I build up a school and teach? And if me rich, things would I run neatly? And if me rich, could I live out my life properly?
Hey, if I was a rich girl, na 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 na.
Yeah,
hey, I'd have all the diamonds in the pearl if I was a wealthy girl. Pick and choose, gamble, play the horses, never, 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 never lose.
One day,
cause I'd have all the money in the world if I was a wealthy girl.
Money, 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 money can't buy love.
Let's go, baby, let's go. We're gonna ride out on this Sunday. Thank you for that. Thank you. This shit tastes good. Let's go.
No boy can't buy me out. No man a wear name brand for the ends and a hype. We don't stem fine enough. He never last like.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's ride.
Yeah, some boy them a hype and a wear people think. Like I them a barrier and a shape people things. Friend me no beg, me no beg, friend me.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. We got a lot to talk about today. Go by the name DJ Ether Architect. Let's do it one time, baby. Filling in for my brothers. Let's do it. Rock. Let's go, baby, let's go.
Everybody
let's do it one time, baby.
Everybody getting freaky, freaky, freaky.
All the ladies,
for the ladies. Let's do it, let's do it. Maybe they coming up. What you tell them, go.
Everybody catch this. DJ select this. Skip to my loop. Skip to my loop. Yeah, skip to my loop.
Let's go, baby, home.
Insurgents, them all are king for you. Man, all that take price, it will for
you. Let's go, baby.
Congress, a pass, I'll build for you. Y'all tell me your fantasies. Let me rub them out and rub them. If you're good for your neck, me left two ickies. Wrong bang for your friend, but for you, tickies. Let me enroll you in a mid-tick college. Graduate to professor, girl, give me knowledge. Long a nickel for the beach, now a small cottage. Let me use my bulldozer and block your passage. Adjust you on the eye, me no need baggage. Man, I text your pal phone, I leave text message.
Tell
me
what
I do, them on the old
package. Represent to the world.
Like a Jeff Bezos.
With all the
let's go, baby. Let's go. This is what I do. This is what I do. Let's do it. What? What?
Little finger, girl on the roll with me. Tell them on the stroll with me. Girl from all over the world in the West Indies. Tell them fall in love with me. I'm a click my finger, girl on the roll with me. Tell them on the stroll with me. Girl from all over the world in the West Indies.
Up there. So let me see you wanna go up. All of the rock them when I'm young to go up. So let me see you wanna go up. All of the girls are when I take no coke. So let me see you wanna go up. From you know you wanna funny boy and ask sport. So let me see you wanna go up. Girl from you know run a funny girl joke. Oh man fi get groom and man fi get bride. Be a ratty at the girl it up on me side. All funny boy a figure run and go hide. Can't come out ya with no wrong ride. Come from the end when the machine collide. Anytime you see me boy you better walk wide. You know see that we can be girl them a slide.
Girl, you a leader. Hey. Yes, indeed.
Hey.
You got a leader.
Hey, hey, hey.
Girl, let's go, baby. Let's go. We're going to ride indeed. Out.
Hey. You got a leader.
Ho, ho.
Hey.
Lighters, lighters. Let's do it.
You are
sweet.
All right, girl, you are. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. DJ Ether.
Like I said, each and every Sunday, we right here, baby. Hey, let's do it. Shout out my brothers, DJ Lion, DJ Rich Choice, baby. Let's do it. Let's do it one time. Hey, hey.
Morning, I put on a slam, but me woman she a pressure me fi go confession. So me decide fi go and kill the conversation. So me see them rather say sister Pam, who a tell me everything about the congregation. Both sister Paulette and her gay husband, and how she still asleep with the minibus man. Sister Gwen claim she a Christian, but a last night them catch her in a school love session. She a do the dirty dance to the Mataran song, and I say she get the thing from the baby sham.
We gonna hold this down. We gonna hold this down. Let's go, Tiki. Let's go. Let's ride out. Oh. Hold up.
We don't want no man tell me nothing. Oh, not at all. Listen, boy, I'm trying to take my food. Come on, yo. Let me tell you something, yo.
Me press trigger, me no press people.
Let's go.
Nobody chat come face me with something. Like when me have 22 in a
song. Shout out to everybody that's gonna be partying in a couple of weeks, baby. I'm just giving you the vibes. I'm just giving you the vibes.
Like when me have 22 in a
song.
Then I feel so forget the next song.
What?
Anytime you ready, puna pussy start war. See who know if you spread it out, whip and it out. See who know if you change life, so play punk, yeah. Anytime you ready, fool, anytime start.
They don't want no war. Walk with me. Do you go to the cemetery?
Just give me the light and pass the job.
Like I said, baby, each and every Sunday, we right here, 12 to 1. Let's do it.
Get them looking high, but I got to know. Could I be your protector? But in every sector,
I want some of them.
I want to let them threaten. I grill you with no lecture. But them for a drill, not them fuel injector. And them are infector, disease collector. Now for them, I go like them walk come wreck ya. Don't know the part where you got in your center. But you know you're not let them guide the affect you. Yo, girl, just give me the light and pass the job.
Girl, I believe you, make you do me that.
Girl, I believe you, make you do me that.
Girl, I believe you, make you do me that. Like I said, baby, each and every Sunday, we right here. Go by the name DJ Ether Architect. Let's do it, baby. YMVS DJs, you already know what it is. Top of the hour, let's go. I want to rock out on the parkway so bad, but I need my bulletproof.
After me tell you, say that's all right. You really come back with a longer knife.
Y'all gotta hook me up. Let's go, baby, let's go.
Full fly. Oh. My mother say, you be high. Say, girl, how you find me? She say, she trail white night. She say, how you love woman so? She say, anyhow, me know I'm cool. She say, something go happen between me and you. Me say, what y'all go do? She tell me she nah let go. 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 Me say, baby, me get girl everywhere me go. Me get girl everywhere me go. But I you me love everybody now. Girl, I you me love everybody now. Me get girl everywhere me go. Me get girl everywhere me go. Every king of a queen when love done. Every man have a wife when love done. Stop make your friend style me. If I not be the case, girl, I fight me. You are decked up from Dirty Nigga. About your friend, says she see girl beside me. Your friend won't come in, I'm a romping shop. But when she see you, she go on like she no like me. Cause when here, when you tell me, if pick up the phone, she come out in a sweater on 19. She say, how oh, you love woman, so? She say, anyhow, me no one cool. She say, something I go up between me and you. Me say, what y'all go do?
Hey,
she tell me, she nah let go.
What?
She tell me, she nah let go.
What?
She tell me, she nah let go. She tell me, she nah let go. Me say, baby, me get girl everywhere me go. Me get girl everywhere me go. But I you me love everybody now. Girl,
no
I you
way.
Me love everybody.
No way, no way. Not going to like, no I said, baby, like I said, baby, each and every Sunday.
You must be dreaming. Oh, girl, see a bad man and house cleaning. Oh, girl, see a man a clean from floor to ceiling. Oh, girl, forgive him a jacket I want to check out of evening. Your mama, you're not dreaming. I'm squeeze time rest night. So what's up, our set?
Like I said, baby, each and every Sunday, we right here. No matter the DJ, we right here. I DJ a little bit. Just a smidgen. Let's get right. Y'all already know the vibes.
She says she falls so deep in love, she wish she could have stayed. Ah, Kaki, I'm a baki, Kaki, I'm a baki, I'm lucky. Who up your score, make me stacky. I'm from a stacky, I'm a baki, she says she know what I'm asking. Beaming too, sucky, sucky. Can't tell you, get a right from me, what you know, tell them, you can't see, want to be a kind of cocky. And I'm in lucky, and I'm cocky, like I'm stuck, I'm cocky. Can't move your glass through a cocky. And then she'll have one for proper woman, stop it, stop it, stop it. Can't take cousin from puppy, can you wanna be a like in this come out and up. Fuck that. She tell you, fuck her twice a day. Fuck her twice a day. She says she loves the gangster, so her pussy has to be. Fuck her twice a day. Fuck her twice a day. She says she falls so deep in love, she wishes she could have stayed. Them a gal don't wanna play with them one youngsters from country and go. Look that, I'm with the girls, them surround girls, black and beautiful girls, sexy and brown. Them say, them love me unique sound. Them check the gully side, the gangs a playground. Same time, they see me son a play around. So them no gals be pretty, and it's on a day's down. Yeah, yeah. Everything sealed up, back to the Guinness. Well, then up with me peanut. Fuck y'all, make them lean up. All the best of me squeeze. I fuck her twice a day. Fuck her twice a day.
Check. That's right. That was a little bit of me giving it to you just for a little bit. All right. Y'all already know the vibes. We going to a quick intermission break while I switch over. Takiya, take it away.
All right, so the U.S. is kicking ass in the Wait, you don't know about it? My mic is off. I hope so. Can you hear me now? Okay. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the U.S. is on fire. You're welcome. In Budapest right now. They're getting ready for the Olympics.
Olympics.
Yeah, yeah.
Check.
The girl Sha'Carri Richardson. Oh, yes, I think what the heck is that other kid's name? Somebody Lyles?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know that name.
So he won like three gold medals.
All right, go ahead.
Uh-huh. And then Sha'Carri won two gold and one bronze.
Mm-hmm. God
Your
damn.
Girl's on fire.
He was out there doing the damn thing.
Hell yeah.
I saw a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah, and then she checked the reporter.
Butter says she mispronounced her name. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What did they call her?
Sha'Carri.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
She said, uh-uh.
She said, absolutely not?
Let me tell you. She said, and this is for you.
Wait, is that why she dubbed them? Why she kept on walking and she didn't want to take no...
No, it was the interview afterwards when they're like sitting down. I sent you the video.
Okay, gotcha.
It's pretty dope.
Yes.
But compared to what happened to her in 2020 or 2021, like this is actually like a good look.
Bring me up to speed. Oh, yeah, she got... I forgot. They found drugs in her system.
Yeah.
Right?
She tested. They found some cannabis in her system.
It was just a little bit of weed.
I think she ran before she smoked because she won, right? And then she found out that her birth mom had passed away.
Oh.
And so directly after that, like when she was in Oregon, like she smoked.
They had to let her rock with that though. Come on, man. You gotta let her rock with that. Come on, man. She's grieving. She's grieving granddaughter.
Yeah.
She's grieving.
So I think she had placed third back then.
They placed the third
back then.
Okay.
So she was like, she's like the sixth fastest woman in the world. Before, at the time, she was like the 10th fastest woman in the world.
I saw that. She was out of here.
Yeah, she was gone.
She was like, out of here.
She used to do the 100 meter dash in like 10.8 something. Now she does it in like 10.5, 10.6.
Damn, congratulations. Congratulations. I like that.
And you know this. And you know man.
Shout out to her doing her damn thing.
Yeah.
Letting everybody know what it is and they made a mistake last year.
They counted her out, and now she's back.
That's a fact. I like that. I like the come up. I like the come up of the of the potential artists and the potential athletes. I love the come up.
Yeah.
But damn. All right. Well, it is what it is. Anything else going on in the news today as far as music and such and such? You want to talk about that album? Did you listen to that?
Which one? Burna Boy? It was okay, but I feel like you're not going to like what I have.
Ah, shit. Talk to me.
I feel like he makes like feel good music,
uh-huh.
But at the same time, it has absolutely like no substance. Like, I can't relate to it.
You can't relate to nothing that he's...
Like, his first single that, like, when he, you know, took America by storm, like that one, that was good.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like everything else after that is kind of like trash. He's talking about like drinking bottles of 1942 and like celebrate stuff that we can't do right now.
I mean,
like, I'm not.
I guess he's like appeasing to the get money crowd.
Yeah.
As you want to say, as you want to call it.
I want him to hold true to like his artistry.
Right.
That's what made us love him in the first place.
Damn, now, you holding him to a higher upper echelon. Jesus.
That's how did you not hold himself.
Did you not like anything on the album? Damn.
Okay, so he had a song with J. Cole that I was feeling.
Okay, right. I saw that one. Okay, I heard that one.
I can't remember like all the names, but out of like the whole track, I think I only like three. I'm not going to hold you.
Like three?
Yeah, I only like three.
The whole album?
Out of the whole album.
God damn. Like, you just said... All right, a little bit. Damn.
Yeah, I feel like he gave me a lot of nothing. Like,
a lot of
albums normally, like, I feel like I can, if it's good, I can play it through without skipping over like,
right.
one track. Like, everything just kind of like falls into.
Right.
This was well, not that.
Classic albums, so to speak. I want to say classic albums. Classic albums are like few and far.
Yeah.
Yeah, classic albums, I want to say that's few and far at the end of the day because, listen, man, that, I actually enjoyed his album. I'm not gonna lie, I enjoyed it. Things that I would play, actually, because I am a DJ, I would play like maybe besides whatever's playing on the radio right now. I'm not gonna go off of everything
don't
that's
Taliban me to death.
Please. Nah, I'm not gonna Taliban you to death. Right. I'm not gonna sitting on top of the world you to death.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. There was a other track. There was like maybe besides those two, and I was mad at I'm mad at my man who gave him that track.
Which one?
Byron?
Oh.
I'm mad at him. Why did he give him that track?
I don't know.
Did you realize that?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, what is wrong with you, bro?
I don't know.
That shit didn't sit well with me. I'm like, bro, you're a new artist. Why did you not keep that? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was crazy to me. I was shocked to see that.
He fell into the Burna Boy hype. That's the problem.
Like, you know what he did? He did the what was that move that Kanye did to Designer? He did that move. He definitely did that move. He said, "Oh, you got something hot? All right, cool. I'm dropping an album. Let me drop this on this. Let me put this on there, and let me push you like that." I'm like, damn, is he signed? Anybody knows? I gotta get that information.
I feel like he is.
Is he signed?
I hope so.
Yeah, I wanna get that information.
I feel like his album is gonna be better than Burna Boy's.
That's what I think.
Absolutely.
That's like, what I think.
That boy is hungry. Byron, hungry. Hungry.
I feel like his album is gonna be better than his. I ain't gonna hold you. I feel like his album is gonna be better than his, and his album is definitely gonna be like something like, all right, it's gonna gear towards the streets.
Yeah.
A little bit more, and everybody's gonna be a little bit more receptive to him.
Yeah.
Burna, but damn. So what do you give him? What do you give him out of the whole minus the two hits already? Minus. You can't
this is hard. I'll give him a 5.
Damn.
Like, it's low. Like, I'm telling you, like, it's low. Like, it's really low. Like, does he make so good music? Yeah. Am I gonna be dancing to it in a club? Yeah.
Right.
But at
right.
the same time, it's like I'm not.
Damn, so you giving him a 5.
Yeah, I'm giving a 5 for now. All right. Yeah.
I think I gotta piggyback, maybe push a little bit two more to
give
it.
Him a 7. That's still low.
Yeah.
That ain't a 10. That's not what we were expecting.
No.
We have people like DJ Khaled and all of these people like vouching for you. I'm trying to be glued to my seat. I don't want to hit the next button like at all.
Yeah.
He disappointed me.
He did. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie. I besides that, I was looking forward to like hearing like his album and expecting to like not have to skip.
Yeah.
but I did skip a couple of times. Like, I'm not gonna say that because yo, I like more than what you like already.
All right, so I liked what I said, like three.
You said like maybe two or three.
All right, so how many did you like?
I liked about, I think, the same. But you know what it is? I'm minusing the radio tracks.
I've been minus those.
All right, so we might. All right, so I'm giving a little bit more grace. I'm giving him a little bit more grace because he's Burner. I'm giving you a little bit more grace, Burner.
Do you know anything about Victoria Monet?
No. Right, School me real quick.
She dropped the album on Friday. Also, her album is pretty dope from front to end. She's a girl that sings, I put that on my own mama, on my hood.
I think I heard that joint.
That girl. Yeah. Like, she's dope. Like, she's dope. And she can
She dropped the Body of Project?
On Friday. Yeah. I don't know why they didn't push it.
Body of Project. I'm over here reading and talking to you at the same time. So how did you like it? Is she straight R&B?
Yeah. With like a little hip hop, like
a little clash,
a little sprinkle,
a little sprinkle of that.
Yeah, you know. Salt all right. Bay.
I mean. All right, I'll listen to it.
You gotta listen to it. I promise.
Yeah, because you bring out to the show the more of the R&B joints, and I give like a little bit more of the hit shits, and you know what I'm saying.
Trying to say I don't bring hits?
No. I'm trying to say that. Listen, I'm more mainstream, and you dig up like the other artists that I don't
hear. Artist?
No, I'm not trying to say. What are you trying to say to me? She's trying to kill me right
correct
now.
Correct the language.
No, I'm trying to tell you that, listen, I'm just so like appealing to like the crowd and everything else that I don't even go underground. I don't even like check out the other stuff because, listen, I do get a lot of underground shit and backpack shit too, but mm-hmm. I don't get a chance to open up every single thing that comes my way. You know what I'm saying? I would like to. Some of these artists, they mad at me because they look at me like, yo, fam. Fuck you.
Why not?
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, yo. Well, and it's like, yo, bro, if y'all was to see my emails, open up my emails, bro, I guarantee you. I think you were one of the people that questioned my email, like how much I have. I posted it one day. I was just like, yo, I have a lot of fucking. Look at this. Read that shit off, Tiki.
51,510.
Thank you. Okay. Y'all think I'm lying?
That's insane.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm not bullshitting.
I'm gonna need you to dedicate a day to handle that.
That's a week. I need to hire somebody to sift through all that shit.
Absolutely.
I need to hire somebody to sift through all that shit. All right, so cool. Let's move on to your girl, Summer. Why you did the want face?
Because
yo, what is her problem, bro? To be honest with you, I got an issue with her now.
Okay, let me hear about it.
No, I got an issue with her. She's been like shitting on her, what is that called?
Her audience,
her fucking, man. Her everybody that's been buying her albums. Come on, man, you have a lot of like people that's out there that's like wanting to like gear towards your shit, and then like when you get a chance, when you get an open platform, like my man James Harden. He opened up the floor. He's like, yo, listen, all right, cool. I'm going to have all these artists come out. They're going to perform. Of course, it's a charity event. So you can do more than what you like, or you can do the bare minimum. Yo, she always chooses to do bare minimum. She's out.
But
look, you trying to defend it. Go ahead.
It's hard. But because it's like, I slightly understand her because she has anxiety, you know, so that also plays a part into it. So like when people are like, oh, she doesn't have stage presence, this, that, or the third. It's not really that she doesn't have stage presence, but the girl is scared. However, her music, I think, is, like, amazing. Like, anxiety, like, I feel like a lot of people don't really understand. Like, when you're, like, with, like, your close people,
right.
Like, that's when you come out, like, you're comfortable. Like, you're still a little, like, timid. You're still a little scared, but that's when you shine because you feel comfortable. You feel safe. You're in an arena, even though it's a job you chose. You're in an arena with like 1,500,000 bazillion people that you don't know. Like, you're going to be anxiety stricken. You're going to want to perform and get the fuck off. Like, that's what you're going to want to do.
I deal with,
I have family members and relatives and shit like that and friends that do deal with anxiety. So I'm a little bit more receptive to that. But yeah. Yo, since you're an artist, not a lot of people are receptive to that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't understand that shit. Like, you know, I get it. It was just like, you know, Butter has something to say. I want to hear this. I get it that you have something a little bit to say. And at the end of the day, it's like, all right, so I want to do bare minimum. But yo, you chose that route.
Of course.
I put the blame solely on her.
It goes on nobody but her.
I put the blame solely on her.
Eventually, but
right. Butter, come talk to me. What happened?
I have so much anxiety that I'm just gonna make mad babies with different dudes. Ah!
Talk your shit. Yes. If y'all didn't hear Butter, she said, yeah, so you got so much anxiety, so you just gonna sit up here and make mad babies with different people. Yeah.
And date somebody immediately after the placenta falls out.
God damn.
You talking about like little Meech, right?
We talking about Meech, Mr. Meech?
Yeah. But her and Meech, they were friends before. Yeah. I mean, clearly they were like flirts. Absolutely. I feel like it was a dumb move on the both of them, to be honest. I don't know what they thought was going to happen with that.
It really was. It was a dumb move on both of their parts. Shout out to him, though. He was just helping out his cousin with the groceries.
No. No, that's your opinion.
No, that's not a bad thing. What are you talking about? I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm not complaining about that one. I'm just saying, listen, if you're going to play the part, if you're going to play that position, you got to follow through with everything else. Like, at the end of the day.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And yo, and Summer, I ain't gonna hold you. When she got up and she walked and she turned around, I forgot how good Summer looked. God damn, she looked good.
She got a BBL, but I feel like her legs look funny.
She did get a BBL? Yeah. Damn.
She admitted, no, the legs don't match anymore.
When damn, she said anymore.
When she first got it, it was amazing. Now, no. Because she didn't stop.
Two twins later, the body changed.
Oh, that God. Too, yeah.
Yeah, that's a fact. So wait, hold on. She didn't do it again? What? She was supposed to remix it after she had the kids.
Nah, she didn't do it yet.
Yo, what's up with you? Summer, what's...
who does have a really good BBL?
Who?
SZA?
Oh, yeah, she got a...
Freaking amazing. Yeah. You can't even tell.
Shout out to SZA and shout out to, what's her name? God damn it. This girl, man. No, not her. God damn it. Me and my show, we talk about this girl all the time. God, she got caught with this. She be like, oh, delete my wholeness. Drea.
Oh, yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Drea. You didn't know who that is?
No.
I think, no.
She's
not
talking about R. Kelly wife.
No, Drea. She got caught up out there the other.
I don't know her last name, but she's from Basketball Wives.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you her later. Don't worry.
Yeah, we got. Yo, I don't understand why nobody goes to her doc. I think she's gatekeeping. Because
they need to go to her, and they need to go to what is her name, Bernice Burgos, doctor.
Her Bernice Burgos, but you could tell that's a BBL though.
No.
No. Oh shit! Wait. You think that's
out.
A? Oh shit!
Yes, I'm telling you.
Oh shit!
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Bernice. Yo, you seen her? Her daughter and her mom, like all together. Yo, they all look like siblings.
They all look like siblings.
Yeah.
Same surgeon.
Absolutely.
Same surgeon. Exactly. Yeah. So they gatekeeping too. I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, I go get that shit. If I was a chick, hell yeah. I get everything
right
done. I get my chest. I get my stomach. Suck that shit in.
Oh my god.
Yo, I love her. Facts. I'm gonna get the ab work. I'm gonna get mad work done. Please, you crazy? I ain't going to Kim Kardashian doctor.
No.
Absolutely not. I can't do that.
I would go to SZA doctor. SZA?
You
perfect. Did you see her video? Oh my god. I hated the song, and now I love the song.
I didn't see her I seen everybody was talking about that with my man. They said that they couldn't see Justin Bieber playing a side dude.
That's because that's like one of her best friends. Like they're all like mad close. That's why I like her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she's like dancing on him while he's on the track.
Yeah, he looks weird. I ain't gonna hold you. He looks a little weird.
So his little lily flower, I
No. They're all friends.
I mean, they all have... Listen, you know that industry? That industry, like, all right, cool, whatever. You know, we might share a little bit today. We might share a little bit tomorrow. It is what it is. Let's lead into the... You want to talk about the relationship topic of the week?
Right now?
Yeah, or you're waiting? You're holding?
We got a little bit of time.
It's
up to you. You don't have anything else you want to talk about?
As far as music, hot topics.
Sports, anything?
I mean, I saw my man Drake out here doing his damn thing, too. He brought out Bronny and LeBron at this, he did it at LA Center. He's doing his rounds. Yeah, he's making his rounds. Shout out to him. And actually fuck you too, because you didn't drop that album this week. So I don't know what's up with him. He had everybody hype. Drake,
I think.
He was supposed to drop an album supposedly, and everybody was counting on it, and that shit never dropped. So I think and then he made a statement at one of his shows saying how, you know, it's coming, guys. Don't worry. So that, to me, in industry terms, that means basically he's trying to get some shit cleared.
That's what I was about to say. I feel like he's still trying to clear
He's trying
stuff.
To clear the Kinecalon braid hair to go into them
cornrows. Took his shit.
Oh, butter from the roast. He
is Kinecalon. I ain't gonna hold you.
That boy, man, listen.
You like them cornrows?
No, I don't like them cornrows. I used to have them shits when I was in like high school. Like, oh my God.
That's what
like,
I'm saying. So like
when deep you, when I was in like, I think it was like it. A freshman or some shit. Looking
think
like
about it, guys.
Yeah, nah, that's a
fact. Exactly. I'm about to say, anytime somebody go, like a dude that's getting up in age, has like a up in age crisis mentally,
right?
They go get the Kinecalon cornrows.
Damn, she said Kinecalon.
Wait, how what I'm talking about? I say 100% Kinecalon.
I ain't gonna, hold you. At the end of the day, bro, you see that shit, Drake? I didn't think he was gonna. When I saw him actually starting to like grow his shit out, yeah. I thought I was just like, all right, cool, you growing it out. Maybe you're going to chop it off, do something new or whatever, or be a little bit creative.
He's
maybe
he's going to get his Maxwell on
for I thought he was going to let it rock for like a little bit, but I was just like, oh, nah, you leaning into this one.
You
leaning into this shit. I said, all right, bro, go ahead. Do your thing.
Look, right now Ether is growing out his locks so he can get the Kinecalon cornrows under his dad cap.
She is lying, y'all, and ladies and gentlemen. Drake? My shit is just barely growing, touching out the outside of the cap. Just barely. Don't believe the hype.
Edges out with a Kinecalon corn.
Damn, all that. Damn, she said she gonna rip my shit out. Damn.
In the words of my man Drake, don't do it. Don't do it.
I can't do but so much. I can't do but so much. Not too much long hair. Long hair, don't care. I can't do that. That is like the epitome of just like
Speaking
it reminds
of long
me
hair,
of
don't care. Do you like Lil Wayne's bleached baldy locks?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay.
Yeah, he got a bleached baldy locks. I've been off the grid for a couple of days.
Bleach blonde baldy locks.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. His hair is falling out.
Really? Mm-hmm. Damn.
He's been
blonde
for a minute, but his hair is falling out.
No wonder why they was giving him flowers the other day. Aww. I'm like, oh man, they giving him too much flowers.
They was burying his locks.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to him, man. They trying to kill my man, yo. Like, listen, he's one of the greatest, one of the goats. All right. Just let it be. Let it fucking be. All right, don't try to like kill his legacy and you know do extra shit. That's what I hate.
What they was trying to do? Expound on that.
They sitting up here trying to, like you said, they sitting up here trying to talk about his shit, talk about his locks. You know, he's over here. He's over here talking about no. Listen, he's over here talking about he has I was gonna say he got his new. Is he still with his girl? His wife?
Yeah.
He's still with his wifey?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
Wait, who are you calling wife?
Well, Lil Wayne, he's still got.
You talking about that thick model?
Yes.
Wait, what?
That wifey thing.
Different people.
Yes.
We must be talking
about the Indian joint. You didn't see that she was saying he's still with her?
I thought it was a white lady now.
That's no, a white lady. That was it's a thick model.
She looked Indian.
She's a plus size model.
No, she Indian.
No, Indians look darker than you.
No.
This lady looks like an Italian.
You got to look that up for me.
Right now. What?
She's a plus size model. She's white.
Yo, you notice that ever since he got with her, he's been a little bit more out there?
I find he's been calm.
Nah, I feel like he's been like a little bit more.
He just wears an oversized dress with a hoodie on, though. It's like a sweater dress.
That's not, that's why I looked at
you. I'm sorry, bro. I'm getting you in trouble.
Yeah, no, that's why I said, no, you're not getting me in trouble. That's why I said to you, that's why I was like, he's been a little bit out there.
Do you know anyone that owns truck?
No.
Any truck foot clothing?
No.
Anyone that?
No.
That's why I be wondering, like, where is this selling at?
Sorry, guys.
What happened?
They broke up.
Nah?
Yeah, her name was Denise B. Dot.
Oh, yeah, the white lady, right?
Yeah.
Denise B. Dot?
Yeah.
Plus size model.
I thought that, did they get married or were they going to?
No, they were just boyfriend, girlfriend. I think they were, like, engaged.
Oh, there we go. That's what I saw. Yeah. That's exactly what I saw. I saw Irv out here wilding again too.
I mean, we can revisit that next week and prove if they've been together lately or not. Because I've seen recently that they were more on expose about being in the relationship.
Hmm.
So it's interesting now today, 2 days that they're later, not together. That they're not together. But you know, we can't go by that all the time. Dwayne gonna be with who he wanna be with.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne got kids with Lauren London, Nevaeh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so you understand what I'm saying? I have to remind you.
You know, I forgot about Lauren.
This man gonna do what he want to do, how he want to do it.
I forgot that shit was short lived back in like what was that? Early 2000s.
He said mm-hmm. his kids, when his kids get to be all Regine's age, which is his first daughter, and they all you all line them all up and then put their parents behind them, the women.
Yeah,
you're gonna see a whole array.
Yeah.
Of stars
mm-hmm.
of what's going on,
exactly.
None of them look alike at all.
Yo, that's crazy. I never
none of them
at,
don't even look like Wayne.
I forgot. I looked at that shit the other day. I was just like, wow. You know that day was coming after Biggie's daughter too.
This should be a segment called "But Who Are We to Say?" You know what I'm saying? Like, who are we to say? We ain't nobody but
who are we to say? Right? We're Joe Schmo and Joe. No, but they was coming after my girl, you know, Biggie's daughter, and you know, she looked crazy. I mean, you know, she was chilling.
She was
chilling. Basically, she was out here doing her thing for the 50th hip hop.
Talking about Tiana,
yeah. And they was talking about how, well, you know, the internet ain't shit, so mm-hmm. they're gonna talk about how she looks, and of course, she takes after her father's looks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm just like, yo, let her be.
Can we hear some of the commentary that they made?
Well, they was basically talking about her father's, like, you know, was one of the best alive, and her father was this, and she takes after her father very well. And they
lyrically,
was coming.
She takes after.
No, they was talking about her looks.
Oh, okay, so she looks like Big.
Yeah,
she looks exactly like him.
Very much so, and
I'm sure Big's mother is very happy with that.
Of course.
I mean, they were happy. They. Don't do that to me.
But doesn't CJ, Faith has a child with Big.
Yeah, that's her son.
Does CJ look like
no.
his Mm-mm. sister?
No. I don't even think he's...
That must mean that daughter looks like her mother.
He's not even giving in. He's not gearing into music either.
Good.
He's not even going into that route. I feel like he's going into like the art of it. Like he's like art. He doesn't like actual art, like Basquiat and all that other shit. Mm-hmm. He's not doing that. He's doing that. He's not doing like... Hip hop, all this other shit. No, I think he touched it a little bit, and that was it. Drewski made he did an interview with him recently. I think it was last week,
mm-hmm.
and them two had a sit down or whatever. And then you know he bigged up his father.
How's
blah,
he
blah,
looking?
Blah.
Healthy?
He looks healthy. He looks good. He looks nothing like his father though.
Oh, he looks like his mom.
I don't know who he looks like to be honest with you. He doesn't. I don't think he takes after his moms.
I think he's a perfect picture of the both of them.
I think he's round, like chunky, like Big, but mm-hmm. I don't think he takes after him.
Because he has like face complexion.
Don't let the light skin blind you. Don't let the light skin this blind you. That boy looks like his daddy.
Nah, man. He don't. I'm telling you, you put his daughter, you put the brother and sister next to each other. It's like, wow.
Well, do King Combs look like his dad?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like a replica,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he looks just like his pops. just like his pops. It's disgusting.
He moving like his pops too.
Yeah, he wanna be in all the videos, right?
He want to be everywhere.
You saw that car accident he got into a couple weeks back?
Blow it up.
Who he killed? Wait, no.
He didn't kill into nobody.
It was the other one that got into the car accident.
It was the other one?
Yeah.
I might have misspoken. Oh, yeah. It was the light skin. Yeah.
No, Justin.
Justin got into a car accident. And he's been low ever since. No, Diddy told him, yo, sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
He said, take that. Just sit the fuck down. Sit the fuck down, man. You out here wilding. I'm out here still trying to live my life. Sit the fuck down. I can't be out here bailing you out. Cut it out.
I don't even think he did.
Can't bail you out all the time.
I think
he was at a party here in New York City this past weekend.
King
Combs.
King Combs? Okay.
Mm-hmm. They be out here. Like, listen, these celebrities, kids,
yeah,
they party.
They party when harder.
When you see them, Kim they Porter's party twins, harder. Them young twins, they about to grow up by next year.
Yeah.
And be doing making King Combs moves.
Yeah, they don't.
They already models.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
The twins, Delilah and let me see the two names. It's Delilah, and I believe Jesse.
And them two are like.
They're like replicas of their mom with Puffy's
just like
mouth.
Kim Porter, yeah.
Jesus.
With
Christ.
Puffy mouth. Yeah.
They out here about to take over the throne.
Soon come.
Do a lot of things.
This is, you know, guys, and it's so interesting to watch generational wealth develop.
Yo, isn't it?
It is very interesting to watch. And so then he just made the little baby girl with the Asiatic lady.
Oh, yeah.
The baby girl's name is Love.
Mm-hmm. I think at the end of the day, like, you know, I'm glad that Diddy stopped and, you know, he's not having more kids. Well, let's say knock on wood.
Well, how you say he stopped? He just had a baby.
He stopped. He looked like he's going to chill out.
Diddy is the black Hugh Hefner.
You think Diddy's going to be fucking until like he's what?
Yes.
Nah.
So he can't no more.
Well, he's going to be fucking, but is he going to make more babies?
Absolutely.
Listen, I think he's going
to
chill the fuck out.
So that leads me to ask you both a question.
Go ahead.
For men, does money make your dick entitled?
A lot of people do. A lot of people do.
Yes.
Look at Nick Cannon.
Come on, even though Nick is a handsome dude and his body is intact and he's you know, take away his fame.
You can never take away his fame.
If we did negate fame from this conversation and Nick, how many of those ladies would have just popped one out for Nick?
Yeah, nah, not a lot.
They knew they were set. They knew that they was gonna be set. And there's, let me not say nothing wrong. There's 3/4 of nothing wrong with.
But yo, there's
being set.
There's a lot of hood. There's a lot of hood people. Well, females and dudes that do that shit now today. They out there popping out babies and shit, and they can't take care of them. You know what I mean?
Well,
but that's why the difference.
You go with a Nick Cannon.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm telling you.
That's what I'm telling you.
See, that's the shit that I'm trying to get to. It's like, yo, if you're gonna say that, if you're gonna actually say that, like, okay, well, let's take away the fame, then yeah, there's people that's still doing that today.
Yeah, but they have their reasons. It's either dickmatism going on. Or you did something strange for a little extra change that keep happening on a weekly.
Right.
But when you Nick Cannon type of money and fame, like, how, you know, he has multiple families.
Yeah.
Nobody's complaining. Have y'all heard even Mariah complain?
No.
And that's what I'm saying. He's keeping everyone satisfied in the ways that they need to be.
Listen, Mariah, I think she's keeping him in check. She's keeping all that shit in check because she's like, yo, I don't want them around my kids.
So guess what? Those kids gonna meet her kids on more than one occasion. And guess what? Sorry to say, who may not like this, Mariah is the bottom bitch.
I mean, she
you
is.
Know what that is?
She is. She is the bottom bitch at the end of the day. She's the
so
first.
I mean, not to
she's,
call her a bitch or anything, but you, those that know. If
but does
if
she
know,
act
you know.
Like it? Does she act like it, though?
Bottom bitch don't got to act like nothing for nobody. Don't got to act like nothing for nobody. All bottom bitch got to do is be.
So she ain't got
in the room.
She,
everybody, shut up.
No, that's a fact. I ain't go. She's like her own Jocelyn in her own sense.
Oh my!
Jocelyn. He put Mariah in a sentence with Jocelyn.
Yeah, she's in her own Jocelyn. She's in her own Jocelyn world. Jocelyn bubble.
I don't understand if you said Mimi.
No, definitely not Mimi.
Mimi is the bottom bitch.
No, Mimi is not the bottom. Well, I don't feel like that's the that you call her that, but no.
You saw Jocelyn mugshot the other day.
Huh?
You saw Jocelyn mugshot the other day?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, okay, that's not the bottom bitch.
Oh God, this is too good. I love this shit. So wait. So who do you think controls the best of that relationship?
Mimi Faust.
Talking shit. Yo, Nick, my man Nick is running around here. He's still sick though.
With the lupus?
Yeah, he's still sick.
Oh, as long as he stick with the Dr. Sebi situation, he's alive and thriving. He good.
I think he's going to be alive and thriving for years
to come. For a long, long time. He got like 10 more babies to make.
I think. I said 10. You think he's going to make more?
Yeah. Of course.
Give it to me. How long? What y'all give him?
I'd give him about eight to 10 more babies.
8 to 10?
I was going to say like 6. 5,
y'all are fucking wilding. You think this man got more?
Excuse me. Do he have to push it out?
Well, no. You're right.
All right. He going to get like 8 to 10 more before he learn his lesson.
Yeah, this man ain't going to see his kids.
He going to make an album.
Yeah, but he ain't going to see his kids, though.
Tell me you got this song, because I know you got all the songs. There's a song called Gigolo.
Oh, yeah.
By Nick Cannon. And it's by,
yes, and I got that shit. Cannon. I got that shit.
Make sure on your pause before you go into Takiya's segment that you brace us with Gigolo before that segment.
Look, at the end of the day, bro, I think that man, I don't think he's going to make more kids. Y'all giving him, giving him more credit than y'all. You
he
know.
Deserves to have more. He's the Bob Marley of 2023.
I don't think he's gonna make more. I think his ass is chilling the fuck out.
No.
I think he's gonna chill the fuck out.
All of them have a house in which he brought. He asked all of them not to sleep with other people, to only be exclusive to him. Like, what do you think? There's more babies.
Wait, yo, my man Nick.
There's
Nick.
More babies coming. I'm a gigolo, spending lots of dough.
Listen, I don't think she's right. I do got a lot
wait,
of songs.
You gotta hear his part. When you hear his part, listen, you'll understand why life is the way it is right now.
Listen,
I gotta hear it.
I don't think this man is gonna make more kids. If he does,
why do his dick still work?
No, yep. It ain't got to do with his dick. We know that he's not fucking these women. He's not fucking. Listen, he might be fucking them. But he's not getting them pregnant at the same time that he's fucking them.
Takiya, you just said, yeah.
I'm telling you, he's not fucking everybody.
Hold on a second. Takiya just said something very important.
Talk to me.
The man has bought a home.
For every
large enough for it, is it one home or
no,
one for everyone?
One for everyone.
Where daddy can come home to when he is in town and feels like
so
it.
Wait,
about his story.
And paperwork gets signed
so wait,
saying what you can and cannot do or else you broke our
agreement.
Yeah, he stays with each and every single last one of them, like one or two days throughout the week. He spreads the time.
Really?
They're not allowed to have like any other men. Like he can sleep with whoever he wants, but they're not allowed to sleep with.
So he's
like,
running
any
a cult.
Men.
Stop! Don't do it. Don't fucking do it. Don't
it's
do it. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite.
It's not a cult, but it is like Sister
it's
Wiley.
It's a kingdom.
It's like Sister Wiley.
It's not a cult. It's a kingdom.
Absolutely not. That shit is a fucking cult.
It's Canon Kingdom.
He's fucking running a cult. He's
do all
running
the kids
a cult.
Have his last name?
I have no idea. I haven't seen the birth certificates. But I would hope so. Come on.
They
are they going to inherit all that shit when he passes
and
away?
He named
of course.
Them, he named them very fly names. So that way, by the time it's time to start the new Brady Bunch season in 2026.
Yo, that's wild.
He's going to be the dad in the middle. They're going to have the housekeeper, Florence. It might be Marla Gibbs. He might put her in the center. And then all the wives is on the side of the kids' faces. And it's the new millennial. No,
so, Butter, if you had a dick, right? Oh, would you do it?
He did?
Yeah, would you do that?
Dude, I would do it very carefully, though.
Okay.
All my lawyers will have to draw up the paperwork.
Right.
All the females got to be down. And it's really easy to build a kingdom with down females that understand how the money works.
Okay.
Once you could get that and they cute with the proper, the legs match the butt, we good.
The cute face.
So nobody got to gatekeep. Nobody got to be gatekeeping. Everybody has to have the same BBL.
Yeah, we got to have a pre-Summer Walker BBL.
Damn, shit got to be nice.
Yes. And you know this. And you know, man.
I'm gonna really need you to look at SZA's BBL. I think SZA has the best BBL I've ever seen.
I gotta see SZA's BBL.
She was
now
already thick.
Okay.
And now it's like,
you know, these slim girls. These girls are slim with butts and no breasts, and then all of a sudden they
got tits and
ass with SZA. Like the Jamaicans say, the body jaw meets the leg.
Yes, talk it.
The body jaw meets the leg with proper precision.
All right, I think I'm skimming.
That's
damn,
a new
SZA
word.
Was
That's a new
skimming.
Word of the week for those listening. Oh, if you're internationally local around the world, listening to 200 miles on the dash.
Yes,
please put this into your vocabulary. It's called body jaw.
Body jaw.
I need to know that for next week.
Body jaw.
Yo, she's she. All right, I can't get a body shot. I'm trying to look for a body shot. But all right, cool. So, all right, we gonna wrap up. We gonna go into the relationship topic of the week, and
we got a little bit more time.
Nobody gonna come. Right? It's just us just chilling. What about the relationship topic of the week? We gonna talk about how our relationships. Transactional or not?
Or do you believe in transactional relationships?
Do you believe in transactional relationships? Yeah. Like Takiya was saying. Yeah. I believe in it. I think it is transactional. I think things are transactional. What about you, Butter?
I'm sitting here in my head just going like this. Like, yes, it's definitely. Relationships are definitely transactional.
Now,
there are times where women feel that the deficit on the man's part is just too deep.
Mm.
And the transactions are becoming more and more on her end of the spectrum.
Mm.
And so then she will make a beeline for the door because the transactions don't have enough receipts in his pocket. Like, let's keep it funky.
Okay.
How long have you been hearing that women been earning more money than men?
Ooh.
How long you been hearing that?
The late...
Not just hearing, but actually understanding that is the way the system has designed the balance of the scales between men and women at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all walk in with suits and stuff like that, but we walk out with bigger checks.
Well, yeah, that's a fact.
So transactionally, if we're going to be in a relationship, it's a give and take. But a lot of times women are so nurturing that we're more of the giver.
That's a fact. Okay.
And so we will constantly, with or without you knowing, like, you know, we are always giving all these accoutrements in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. AKA ting and ting.
Yeah, ting and ting and ting. Like, oh, you know, I notice his boxes got holes. Oh, I notice his socks got holes.
Mm.
Oh, the underpit of his arm, his white t-shirt, and too yellow.
Yeah.
These are just things that we just take care of because
we
just, while we're out doing things, we think about what needs, what makes him better. He don't realize it, but so when we add these receipts up at the end of the day, these are the things we're going to throw in your face in an argument later to remind you to humble yourself.
Ah, news coming. I knew it.
Like, you holy boxer, yellow t-shirt.
So wait. Do y'all do these things to get to be able? wait. So do y'all do these things in order to throw it at our faces?
No,
or do y'all do these things when
we do it because we innately nurture.
Okay. Okay. Some of y'all are generally nurturers in your own right.
Most of us are.
Some of y'all. Yes, some of y'all. I'm going to say some because I ran across a couple that they just want. But
those the ones y'all like though. Y'all like the ones that beat y'all up and don't do nothing for y'all.
Who beat up who?
And talk to y'all crazy and talk to y'all crazy in front of people.
I'm not gonna lie, but it's like she's right.
She's right? Wow.
Yeah, those the ones y'all.
Hold on.
So like, you guys, well, no, I'm not gonna. Okay, most men, right?
They're like thump in the back of them head. Like
you'll have something right in front of you that's doing all of what Butter just said you're doing and more, but right. For whatever reason, like you guys are going with like the girls that love to fucking curse you out in public and embarrass you in public and talk shit about your mother
and make you feel small. It's like, what is this self-sabotaging behavior?
That's some dude. I would call that.
You got friends like that? Don't act like you don't.
No. I know them. Trust me. I've walked in front of you. Yeah. Well, that. Yeah. And that was me too. I ain't gonna lie. But you know what that is? That's called immaturity on my part and a lot of the dudes' parts too, as well.
At what point did you realize that you wanted peace and peace of mind,
man,
with someone that actually genuinely?
My mid-20s, I was like, nah, I need my fucking peace. Ether, I was doing a lot. I was like, nah, I need my fucking peace.
He's a little left of the spectrum. it takes most men a lot longer.
Yeah,
give an age bracket that you could probably find one that wants peace secure. What? Give an age bracket.
Wait. That you want that he can find out that he wants it?
Where women can find, like, this just off the top, y'all. We might have to explore this later, but just quickly, an age bracket of the time frame under which a dude actually decides peace is necessary.
Ooh, if he has not point. To me, I feel like if he hasn't already been dragged through the most in his 20s,
talk about
out,
it.
That, yeah, like talk if about he's it. Not dragged through it already and burnt talk out and just it. he's tired, he's been made tired, then I'm not gonna hold you. I'm gonna say like his mid-30s.
Yes.
Like, I was about to say 35 to 45.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say late 40s, to be honest with you, later. Really? Cause some dudes, yo, I'm telling you, that's what I'm talking about. Some dudes I know to this day, they don't want their peace.
They like, be at the bar alone with the shirt open all the way to the midsection.
No, not even that. Look,
I'm not even gonna
talk shit, but I ain't gonna talk my shit, right? I got family members and relatives, right? Some of them that they just, you know, and people that I know, friends, that, yo, you know what type of woman you have, bro. Stop doing your shit. Stop, because you know you're gonna lead into some bullshit when you get back home. And then you live with her. You fucking live with her, bro. It's different when
you know what could save that man.
It's kind of worse when you don't live with her too. To be honest with you,
you know what could save that man.
Talk about it.
And you as a friend should advise them, son. Bring home a bouquet of flowers once per week for that lady.
And see what happens.
Or. Buy her something that you know that she cares to, that she likes.
Don't worry about what she likes. Just bring home one.
You're talking about the simplicity of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just one measly bouquet of flowers.
One punk ass gift.
Because you know what women love? Even what? If it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Routine.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Stability. I seen that shit in Obsession too. Look how that shit turned out for my man Idris in Obsession. He gave Beyonce a bouquet of flowers every fucking week.
I gotta check that out again.
You didn't see that?
I've seen it, but I think at that point in time, there were so many haters throwing the movie under the bus.
It was trash, but he made a...
No, the movie was garbage. I don't even understand why he referenced it. That's one.
No, you don't know. Like, and then you don't know why I referenced it.
He just brought the flowers and then still almost cheated. So this is a horrible example.
No, this is not a good example.
No,
T, look. I referenced this because look, he said a line in that fucking movie. He said, "Yo, I've been buying you flowers ever since we started dating. And he was married to her, and he was like years in. And yo, he gets her flowers every week. He would tell his receptionist, he'd be like, oh yeah, don't forget, every Monday or every Tuesday, some shit
he
like
didn't
that.
Do it.
He would tell his receptionist, yo, make sure you fucking call her and make sure you fucking send his flowers to my wife.
That dirt bag. I gotta watch it again, but I
don't watch it.
No. It has to be something that you do.
No, absolutely not. I because you just said, you was like, yo, make sure you bring her flowers every week. And that shit just triggered me. I was like, oh shit, wait, this guy said that. He said that he does bring his wife flowers every week. Mm-hmm. Plus, I looked at everything that he went through. Yo, that shit didn't matter. He has some crazy white lady on his ass. Blah, 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 blah. he was going through it. Beyonce wasn't with his shit. She found out. She thought that he was messing. He wasn't even messing. He didn't even fuck her. And I was just like, yo, with all that shit she put you through, you should have fucked her.
No.
You should have fucked her.
See, that's the mindset right there. No. That's the mindset right there. That's problematic.
She was that a nutbag. She was a nutbag.
If he fucked her, it would have turned into like mass murders. Like,
if he would have fucked her, it would have went off the rails.
She
would
have been killing people instead of trying to off herself.
Yeah, like, she went in from there. She stole the baby. She took the baby. It was some wild shit. That movie was wild. It was crazy and unrealistic to me.
This segment has been brought to you.
That was very realistic.
Oh, God. No, it wasn't.
This segment is called Stealing Babies.
You don't understand.
Man. I swear. Oh, you.
I need like four hours just to myself.
Just to talk, just to vent? Oh,
just
man.
This segment is brought to you by Stealing Babies and Putting Them Back.
So you guys are in agreement.
Casamigos.
And shout out to Casamigos. So you guys are in agreement that it is a transactional type of relationship, yeah. if you are in a relationship or not.
Yeah, because of course. And if the men are in denial, that's because they don't want their receipts brought out because they ain't been doing nothing. That's a fact.
Not all of them.
Son, if the men are in denial about relationships being transactional, that's because they don't have no receipts.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if they're in denial about relationships being, yeah, I believe that that's bullshit, though. See, those are the dudes that try to act like, they do everything. So I do everything. She don't do nothing.
Don't I send you a GM in the morning?
But this
every morning?
This is the thing.
A GM.
That's bullshit to me.
Now, when we speak about transactional, right, it's not supposed to only be about, like,
money.
What get money or what I do for you to make you happy in that fact, because then the other person sometimes is miserable, right?
Okay.
We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be, like, reciprocated. So I'm doing something for you that is going to make you happier, right? And in turn, now you can make me the happiest. And then we have a flourishing moving like relationship that's moving forward. That's how it's supposed to be.
So your consentment on this is that basically, all right, so if I do a little for you, you got to do a little bit for me. And it doesn't even have to be money.
It doesn't have to be money. Like, I feel like when people think transactional, they automatically think it's supposed to be about money. And they automatically
I always think about money.
Yeah, and they automatically put, like, a negative, like, you know, like, meaning to it. Transactional doesn't have to be negative. Like, if you really think about it, everything in life is transactional. Everything in life is transactional.
Everything.
Even breathing is transactional.
That's a fact.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, everything on this earth is made for a service purpose also. Everything is made to be used, and being used doesn't always necessarily have to be like a negative thing. It just depends on how you use it.
Well,
like, if you use it poorly, then clearly the shit is going to end bad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree with that. I'm in agreement with that. Like, you know, but there's some people that don't agree with that.
Yeah.
And they think that, you know, I mean, I don't know how many transactional relationships. Every relationship I've ever been in, like, she's done shit for me, I've done shit for her. Whether it be money, whether it be, you know, whatever, just getting shit
time,
that I need,
effort.
Time, effort, whatever.
Really,
yo,
everything is transactional.
Babe, I bought you a pair of drawers. Same shit that she was saying.
Everything is transactional.
Yo, I saw your drawers was holy, man.
Yeah. Like, you see that yellow armpit on that white
Yeah,
thing.
I saw that shit.
Everything is transactional. Like, even, like, if you take it back to even, like, when we were born, right, as a baby in the womb. What are you doing?
Yeah, well, we're taking from mom.
Exactly. That's a transaction.
Right.
Yeah, everything. Like, but do you get them?
Like, you know, baby,
she's
sucking up all the placenta.
From the womb.
Transaction.
From the tomb to the womb.
Yeah. And you have to realize also that using people isn't always necessarily, like, a bad thing. You want somebody to tell, well, not really want, but it's a good thing, like, when somebody tells you that you need, you know, when somebody tells you that they need you or that they tell you that they want you.
Right.
But you know what, though, Takiya, not for nothing, and I will say this, a lot of men don't have an off switch on once they've gotten used to using a woman for something or multiple women for something.
Mm-hmm.
There's no off switch anymore. It's like something in their heads allows them to feel entitled to everything that she has to offer.
Yeah.
And I won't say it's not, you know, women do it too, but I find that men that become accommodated by those situations
do not know how to turn themselves off from being that type of way after a while.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said both, because like I said, I've seen both play a part, men and women. They have sat up there and they've gotten a little bit and they don't know how to turn that off. And the man or the woman sits up there and keeps on giving and doing.
Well,
and
we all, giving, I feel like sometimes we're all a victim of like giving a little bit too much, right?
Right.
We service too much, right? But then that's also how that last conversation that we had with the men that are with those women that you can't really explain why they stay, but the ones that belittle you and they talk shit and do all of that stuff. Sometimes it's the service act of what she did that made you stay, and everything else you don't really fully understand. It's about using people properly, right?
There's so many people that do that shit and they don't even know why. They can't honestly say it.
I had this conversation with a friend, right?
All
right. I'm kicking a solid analogy to you guys, right?
Do it.
Right? You got a hammer, right? Oh, Lord.
we don't rock out with those snippets all day. Go ahead, guys.
I'll always be in the roster.
You have a hammer, right? Yeah. What is a hammer supposed to be used for, right? You use it, if you're using correctly with nails, right, to nail something, right? You understand the value of it, and then everything in which you use it for thereafter will do what? Right?
Right.
Now, if you use it the wrong way, you use a hammer as a fork, you're going to break your teeth.
Right?
You use a hammer to open the door, you're going to break the hammer.
Right.
Like, there's nothing wrong with, like, using things, but it's understanding the value behind it and how to use it.
Right. Right. It's how you use your power and your strength. You can't sit up there and, you know, basically take advantage.
Yeah.
I think those analogies are the same and different at the same time. Because you're using shit, you're using her, you're using him, but in the same sense, it's like, okay, it's good, but when does it become and spill into
abuse?
Abuse and taking advantage. Mm-hmm. When does it spill into that?
That's when people have to start taking a serious look at narcissism and what it entails. Is Nick a giver? Or is Nick a narcissist?
I think he's both.
I
think he's a manipulative dude, and he's a controller.
So, okay, and what did you say, Takiya?
He's a narcissist because I do believe that relationships are transactional, right? And I do believe in using people, but when you use them, it's supposed to be beneficial for the both of us.
Right.
Not just only for yourself. So if I'm always only looking to you to do all of this stuff for me, or if I'm only loving you or whatever it is for what you can do for me, but I'm not supplying anything back to you.
But in my eyes, he's a giver. He's given each one of them life to the gods.
Right.
He and they've reciprocated, given a new life to the world. Right.
Right.
And by placing them in position to keep on building on wealth.
Right.
Within themselves, as far, and not to say that he don't have an underwriter for those policies that he gets on the back end something, but everyone understands already. See, what a narcissist will do is trick you into thinking that you're actually getting something out of this.
Well, you don't think that he's doing that?
No, I think he did that.
That's the thing. He did that
with Jessica Rich, and he did it with his, I think it's the last baby mother, the dark-skinned one.
So he fooled them into thinking that they're going to be in what?
When she had a miscarriage, right, he told her that the same way he brought all of them, like, houses and all of that stuff, that they weren't, he told them that they weren't supposed to sleep with, like, other men and all of that stuff, right? With Jessica Rich, he said the same thing. She didn't agree with it. He tried to, I don't want to say blackballed, but he did a lot of things around the industry that ended up hurting her. And then when she had a miscarriage, I feel like if you're...
How many kids she got for him?
None now.
Oh, because she had the miscarriage.
She had the miscarriage.
Did she break the rules?
I'm going to say no. But no, I feel like
their rules that he put together, did she break the rules?
9 years. She was living by herself, secluded. She was doing all of that stuff.
Nine years?
She was only asking for his time.
But because he wasn't divvying it up to her the right way, because he had all these kids with all these other women and she didn't like it.
How she was with him for 9 years when he got 9 kids one year after the other?
9 years. 9 years.
So that's so she, was years. She had a misconception that her lawyer didn't read the contract.
No, but listen, I say narcissist and I say all of that because he sits up there, he's manipulative. He sits up there and says, yo, you can do this. I can do this, but you can't. I'm going to put you in this house, but you can't do this. He has guidelines. He sets guidelines for them.
He's gifting women babies who feel like...
I like your air quotes on that
one. Because it's like...
That's why I said in the beginning, I was like, yo, it's a fucking cult. It's a cult.
No, it's a...
The shit's a cult.
He's dating women that want children badly.
It's what?
He's dating women that want children badly. Children in general. But because it's him and Nick Cannon with the money and all the stuff that he's tied to, that's why I feel like they're agreeing to it. Yeah. If he was a regular Joe without all that money and any of those things, they wouldn't be doing it.
That's what I said from jump.
That's what she said. Yeah, that's what she said in the beginning. And I feel like it's very, very...
So is it coming from a pure place or like it doesn't seem like it's coming from a pure...
None of them was pure of heart with it when they got with him.
Nothing is pure. One and two, like I said in the beginning, I do not feel like he's fucking them, these women, all of them, and getting them pregnant at the same time. There's no
way. He had two babies within like 3 months of each other.
No, but listen, I don't think that he's doing... I think that they have a process.
You mean like it's not a harem where everybody's together?
Yes, I think that it's a process. Like, he's telling everybody, like, yo, listen, we're going to meet up. We're going to do this. And come on, you know the women's cycle. The women's cycle, everybody's different.
He said it. He's going to have... You got to look it up. I promise you. He's going to have as many babies as he can before he dies.
Like, I heard that.
Like, it's not... I'm not going to say it's well thought out, but like
he's made that life decision mentally. That's why I said he's the Bob Marley of 20, whatever this year is.
Three of his kids are like the same age.
Listen to his lyrics. Mommy and a thing of breeze, only getting it for free if you came with me. Cause I'm a grown man, I be 2K. If I need a girlfriend, it won't be today. Nah, I'm not trying to be your man. Pit bones in my body, rock them mighty hearty, rock them like Lottie Dottie. Me and Kale's on the cottage, wanna see you drop it, shout it. Ooh, wee, trying to lead a club. I'm a gigolo.
Lead Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ.
He's like the Illuminati of penises.
Jesus
Christ.
They have
to tell you what you was getting into and then you acquiesce.
Jesus Christ.
And that's it.
I feel like at the end of the day.
I said the Illuminati of penises. I'm
sorry. You really did say the Illuminati of penises. But she a bad woman.
A wild card.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I said that, you know, I'm gonna stick with it. I feel like he can be done. And y'all saying like no, he's not gonna be done.
No.
So we gonna leave it at that. go ahead, T's out of here. My bad. She gotta go to the thing real quick. But in any event,
DJ Lyons in the building.
He's yo. You ready? He's a shit.
Lion, go sit in that hot seat and tell us. He's a gigolo with a pink shirt today.
Yo, all right, Lion. So look, basically, we was talking about. Let me catch you up real quick. We was talking about Mr. Nick Cannon and how relationships are transactional in some way, how, shape, or form, right? But we started off with the fact that Nick Cannon. He's out here having all these women, having all these kids, and Butters over here was saying that, you know, he's the what do you call him of
the Illuminati of penises.
The Illuminati. And I was in disagreement. I was like, well, I don't think he's gonna keep on. Do you feel like he's gonna keep on having more kids?
I mean, why not?
Why not? Yeah.
I think he will.
You think he's gonna have more?
Talking.
Yeah, I think.
You think he's not done?
How many more?
I'll say probably three.
Everybody gotta have a quote over here before they leave out of here.
I think three.
You think three?
Three, maybe four.
I'm going zero, but go ahead.
You're going zero. I already said.
I'm going zero. You're saying 8 to 10?
Yeah.
All right. When T come back, we're going to get her quote.
Nah, 8 to 10 is a lot.
that's I'm saying what's not a lot about where it's at right now.
You know this, man.
He has like, I think he has like 10 or 12 now. 10 or 12? Or 11.
Takiya's going to give us the stats on that.
Yeah.
Because remember, he popping out twins too.
He's popping out twins. He's popping out randos. There's girls out here that's just popping out now. All of a sudden talking about, yeah,
and there's mad girls online.
I've been pregnant for 5 months.
There's mad girls online that'll, you know, join the harem.
Oh, yeah. They'll join the train.
They'll join the harem.
They'll join the train. As long as they know that they're going to get taken care of, they'll be like, yeah, nah, we're gonna sit up there and we're going to ride out with you. And then he's going to present them with the contracts.
Illuminated penis.
Yeah, the illuminated penis. He's going to give him the contracts. He's going to be like, yo, ma, all right, cool. We could do this. But I'm going to need you to sign off on this paper right here.
You can sign that paperwork because it's the best paperwork that they've ever been presented with before in their life from any man that took them seriously.
That's a fact.
Under contract of relationship.
All I can say is this. At least these are the women that are getting paid to be stupid. Y'all getting paid. Yeah. Y'all are getting paid to be stupid. At least, listen, there's a lot of women I talk to
now. Yo, look, you pick my jaw up off the floor for that one. He said they getting paid to be stupid. But you know what? There's other words for stupid.
I mean...
that you could have used that were better than stupid.
I mean, you're right. But I'm almost done with the casa. So my vocabulary is going down slowly.
We needed your question on how many kids?
What?
Before
he's done?
DJ Lion says 3 to 4.
Yes.
I say 5 to 6.
I say 8 to 10.
And I'm the only one bottom, zero.
This is right. Zero? You got a lot of faith.
I'm saying he's done.
A lot of money off of this man right now.
Y'all gonna take me there.
I guarantee you gonna have one more before the year is out.
One more before the year's out?
Yeah, Millennium Bliss somebody canon. Watch.
Maybe the nine year relationship girl will do it up this time. But she broke the rules of the contract, so like.
And now she's on Love and Hip Hop because I don't even think he wants her anymore.
Oh yeah, she's definitely gone.
She's airing him out.
Yeah, she's out of the fucking. Like she's out of the loop.
Why is she so mad?
She's out of the cult.
I don't know.
She's out of the kingdom.
She's no longer a part of the harem.
You're no longer part of the harem. That's it. You're out of the kingdom. You're out of the castle.
Darkness be unto you. You have left the realm of the illuminated penis. Darkness be unto you.
Be gone, peasant.
Be gone, peasant, into the realm of darkness and poverty.
Nah, that's it. Yo, you saying that she's airing him out? Yeah, nah, she's definitely out of here. She's out of here.
Yeah,
she's gone.
Airing him out.
She's gone.
Like,
she's
one of the first things she said was, oh, man, I know he's not going to like this.
Oh.
But if you knew that, why are you starting with that?
But because she had to be true to herself and her story.
I hate when, all right, cut it out, all right? I hate when y'all say y'all got to be true to yourself because y'all wasn't true to yourselves when y'all was talking to him.
All right, don't say y'all.
I'm talking about the kingdom.
No, but he's right
I'm talking about the kingdom.
You're right though for saying the y'all part because how many women know that if their friends tell them they not listening, if their family tell them they not listening,
thank you.
If their daddy tell them they not, if your brother tell you not listening, if your best friend never talk to you again, you still not listening, and you still ride out on like a dimwit cowboy
in the sun, with
the
them.
Sunset. So like you know, it's like, what will it take? It takes for you to tell yourself how to be in your selfishness and you don't realize that till somebody put their whole boot inside your butt and say.
Listen, nobody's thinking about that. They thinking about the bread.
No, but guess what?
Nah, they that think about the dick they... too. They think they. Because listen, how many of them you think Takiya probably thinking in their head at nighttime, wondering which one he's with?
Exactly.
You know what type of torture that is to know that your dude is with somebody else while you making oatmeal?
Or feeding the baby?
Yeah, like
feeding the baby? You feeding the baby?
She acted out that way because of what? She was angry, right? Because now the transaction was no longer beneficial to her.
when it no longer becomes beneficial.
No,
no,
you're
no,
absolutely
because that's
right.
also a transaction.
You're yeah. absolutely like, right. The dick is somewhere else.
No
that's
longer beneficial to her.
This is exactly what I'm saying
that
about
can drive a woman crazy. You know.
Listen, this is why I'm saying, and but you know what it is.
Those
you
are
can't
low
act like
standards. Trust me, I understand all those that are listening. You, yes, it's a very low standard.
You can't
but it
act
can drive
like that.
Women crazy.
You can't act like that because it's in the contract.
What the dick?
No. Well, yeah, that is.
It's in the
come
dick
on.
Track.
It's in the dick track. It's like, yo, listen, you can't act like this because, listen, if I pop up 3 months later with another shorty and she's pregnant, you can't ask me no questions. You can't ask me who was that or how did that happen. You can't ask
we
me
We just
that
welcome
shit.
The baby into our family
exactly.
and our new sister wife.
Exactly. Basically.
And then you make a contract with her about your day of the week that she's not supposed to have you on.
That's a lot. That's a that's
hard.
A short
just
amount
think
of.
Think about that. That's
yo,
hard.
How many women is
he,
that? That's
I
like
think
over.
He, I think
12,
he has
13?
No. I think he has 6 women, right?
God
he has
damn.
Over 12 kids.
But he's
only
busy
7
though.
Days in a week, and he's busy.
But he got
that's
Jetson
a lot of energy.
He can make it home.
I feel bad for the ladies.
He can make it home.
I feel bad for the women that have him on Mondays and Sunday because that's a long ass week. Yo, like, you gotta wait, like the. I have you Monday, and then I don't know what the hell you're doing Tuesday through
that's
Sunday.
That's a fact.
Like,
no,
I'm,
but you can't ask me.
I would be going crazy.
You can't ask me, though.
I would be going crazy.
You signed the contract.
I don't know anybody that would, I mean, okay.
You know
like
them.
That, but,
well,
yeah,
you don't know,
I don't
them,
know
but,
them,
but
I
those are the women.
I wouldn't be able to do
he
that.
He can make it home.
To which house, though? His home is everywhere.
It's
his
where
home
my hat
is,
is.
Where he lays his hat. Exactly.
That's it.
I feel like whoever has him on Friday, they good because they could go out, party, get drunk, and they don't got to worry until Wednesday. Like, Wednesday is when you start really sobering up, and then you're like, shit, where the fuck is he at right now?
As
like,
long as he put the bouquet of flowers on the table.
But yo, how many, I ain't gonna lie, but there's only but so many days in a week. One, two, this nigga got how many jobs?
Lots. He's busy.
When the fuck does he have time?
When he lay down. Anytime he lay down, yo, somebody
what
you, gotta what come.
Is, yo, I think he'd be like flying them out. I'd be like, all right, so I'm gonna fly out this girl today. I'm gonna chill with this one this day.
Like,
I'm gonna fly
Boston.
This one out.
I'm in Boston. It's close to New York. I'm gonna get the New York girl.
I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna tell her to come through. You know what I mean? Like, yo, what the fuck?
Did you just nod your head?
Yeah. No, no, because he sees it. He's like, yo,
he's like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he's like,
you know what?
That's he's like, yo,
we about,
right,
to,
so
we about to pull all your white tees with the yellow armpit back out. Like, out not, garbage.
If y'all can see me, he on me on the board. Like, all right, cool. So let me put this shit out. Let me get this one.
That's literally
let
what
me,
happened.
Let me get this one in. All right, sure. Damn, I haven't messed with this one in a while. Let me come. Let me bring her over here.
But you know what, though? Ultimately, guys, that's the only one that's complaining, right? Everybody else is not complaining, right?
No, Adam, no, what fact. Is it? It was 6. Jessica doesn't count.
Everybody
now,
else
out,
happy.
So out of the 6, only 2 of them complained. The rest of them are happy.
Like, exactly. Lot. Everybody else is knows that claim sexual relationships in a relationship doesn't have to happen for you to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't.
Look at his face.
It doesn't. Listen, man, sex is a big part of a relationship. I'm
is,
sorry.
There's other forms of intimacy that will end
mean,
up making the sex better.
I
he
mean,
he's like, my cup's way too empty for this one.
I
can read you up.
Yeah, I need a little bit more to answer that one.
I'll go read everybody else.
No, but at the end of the day, bro, come on, man. Like, we all adults here, we all got needs. Like, you know, all these women, I don't think they're going to be happy, but for so long. I foresee this shit crashing and burning mm-hmm. pretty soon because, you know, the kingdom is going to come crashing down.
I want these kids still young. I want his kingdom to be a happy one. I want
you want
all
to be
the,
blissful?
I want all the kids to know each other and and grow with each other. And that way they won't meet later on in an incestual situation.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Yes. That's another thing, too. Listen, Nick, make sure all your kids
know
each other. Because, man, that'll be the freaking worst. You out here talking to a short. Oh, yeah. Who's your father? Oh, you know, I never got to meet him.
I
but
don't
he
even
says
think that's the worst. right?
That is the worst.
Let me tell you, the reason why I don't think that's the worst, even Talk though you're me. Not going to really agree with me, is because it's like, it's ignorance. Ignorance is not really always necessarily a bad word, right? But you can't really feel bad about some shit that you don't know until you know, right? Now, what I think is going to be hard for him is his daughters. If his daughters end up getting into a situation like what he's putting all these women through, will he be able to stomach
sins of a father?
Yeah.
Oh,
because he knows shoe that on it's the not other foot, eh? 100% correct.
Well, shoe you know, it's like it's foot, gonna it's what's eh? Gonna end up happening is that they're gonna be to like let's say the age of Diddy's twin girls right now, where they're about to be like, you know, in their grown up in this soon, right? And the dad has to be that dad and say what to expect from a man that you know growing in this. I don't know when dudes actually have these conversations with their daughters, but they're gonna be expressing to him, well, we'll look at you and my mom. Look at you and my mom. How do you know? You can't tell me anything about how will they know
what I got 15 brothers and sisters. How are you gonna tell me that this is not correct?
So so y'all telling me that Lori Harvey I see y'all faces. Y'all like, what? Yeah, Lori Harvey, she got the strong pimp hand. You think she ain't gonna talk?
Does she really, or does she just have really good PR?
Thank you.
I think she has a great PR, and she has a nice, a beautiful mindset.
And she's probably going a virgin walking around doing all of that.
You think so,
dude? Believe it. I'm
not rocking with you on that one.
I'm just saying, I'm not putting no money on nobody's punani. But what I will say is, it wouldn't surprise me if she never gave none of those dudes no pum pum the whole time, and just her PR people just show her in the right places with the right faces.
I doubt these niggas are staying around without no punani.
All right, so let's name the list of dudes that that she was with.
She definitely fucked Future. There's no way. Future is nasty. Like he's on the bottom of the bottom. Like Future.
Danzim, what's his name? Danzim, what's his name?
He's more like a gentleman. Danzim, whatever.
My man from Snowfall.
Michael B. Jordan. There's no way.
Michael B. Jordan smashed. Michael B. Jordan smashed, bro. I think all of them smashed, but you know what it is too. She's giving everybody a contract. They signing NWAs.
I don't think they have contracts.
I mean, NDAs.
But not for nothing. NWAs. Why not smash premium penis?
I mean,
that's, I'm just saying
that's her consensus on it. She's like, yo, listen, y'all can't say nothing that we do behind closed doors, and that's fine. That's
so
cool. That's the way you're supposed to be out. That's the way you're supposed to give it up.
You just supposed to be with me on red carpets and we not doing nothing.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm just like, it's not realistic. It's not realistic.
Okay,
that's just not realistic to me. That's not realistic. I'm smashing when we get home. I'm smashing.
Future made songs about her. Drake made songs about her. Like, she out here.
She been ran through.
What is it that they like?
She's been ran. She barely. Well,
does she?
I can't speak on it.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? And this is where sometimes you guys, men, go wrong.
Okay.
Right? The same thing she's walking around with is the same thing every other woman is walking around with.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What, aside from that, do they prize about her?
It's a mistake.
Is it because of who her parents are?
No.
Is it? Does she have some type of multi-million-dollar business that they are respecting returns on investment from?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What is it that
my headset went out?
The headset went out.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but barely. Regular.
Yeah. Okay. What is it exactly that they?
I feel like
treasuring.
I feel like it's the mystique of her. It's the mystique of her. It's the mystique. Like, yo, she's very like, how do I say?
She got the same wig everybody else got.
No. I'm talking about the mystique as far as like, yo, she doesn't talk. Right? She hardly talk. You hardly speak.
In other words, her PR keeps her silent.
Very silent. Very quiet. Very on the hush. She's very chill. And then, you know, she's very like, she's out there, but now that she got everybody signing this NDA, you don't know how much, because she did that shit after the Future and after the Drakes.
I don't know you about noticed the that. NDA part, but I know she's always been out there. Like, even though she doesn't speak, she's everywhere.
Well, yeah, that's
and
true.
I feel like what guys are intrigued by is like it sucks, but like the regular simple minded shit, like from Instagram, your Instagram models and all that other stuff, it's her exterior that turns you guys on, that makes you attracted to her. Because if she doesn't speak, You don't know shit about her. What exactly is it about her that is making you turn into her besides her physical?
I don't know.
It's the physical.
I don't know.
They want to know what her throat sounds like.
That's basically what it is. They want to know what she looks like when she's bent over. That sounds crazy.
Talk your shit.
But that's what it was. That's what it is.
What do
you mean? That's They're like, how quiet are you really, girl? Come here.
Oh, talk your shit. That's dangerous. I mean, I guess. I ain't gonna hold you. She looks can be deceiving, but I don't know. I'm not impressed.
When they realize that it's actually not what they thought it was, then they flee.
When they think about it, Michael sit through an episode of South Park and laugh.
Listen,
with
her. Michael B. Jordan, Future, like all of those people, like they could have had anybody, but they chose her. And she's not the baddest. Like, she's sexy as shit, but she's not the baddest girl that you've ever
seen. She's okay.
Like, she's not. You get what I'm saying? She's not the baddest girl that you've ever seen.
She's okay.
Once they realize, right, who she actually is, and they're no longer entertained, and she doesn't really have as much substance as you're wanting her to have, then they jump ship. They jump ship.
Now, you're absolutely right about that one.
They jump ship or do she?
I think her PR team is trying to make it seem like she's the one that exits. But if you take a look at her, right?
Why would they ever leave?
Yeah, and then you see how hard she loves. If I already broke up with three people publicly, I'm not posting my next person all over social media for people to see.
That's a fact.
Because I understand that is also dangerous, yeah. And that could have played a part in our demise. Mm. So I'm going to want to try and keep it as tight as possible. She keeps posting them, and she's doing it for a reason, and it's because people like Ether, you know.
Gossiping ass Ether.
They tune in.
I'm chilling with the fresh clothes. I'm always surrounded by so many. I'm a gigolo.
Yeah, she's a gigolo too.
Not for nothing. Y'all know her mother is Marjorie, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
that's what I'm
recently,
saying.
Recently, have you heard that Marjorie trying to divorce Steve?
I mean, that's hearsay.
I don't think that's real.
I don't think that's real. They no longer have that hype that they used to have. Remember when he was buying her all those bags and taking her on all those trips and sending
and
her
they was going to Saudi nasty, Arabia pretending stuff? To be Muslim mm-hmm. and shit?
He was wearing mm-hmm. them nasty ass outfits on the gram.
Who?
Steve. Are you talking about the mint green
Steve? Yes, that shit was nasty.
That
shit was nasty. Come on.
I thought it was fly for him.
Come on, T. T, really?
You're wilding, bro. No, he had on it was not mint green, but
That shit was green. It was green. Yeah. That shit was too bright, though. He looked like a leopard.
Like the watermelon I broke.
She broke up the wholesome part of the Harveys, and now they're trying to get it back.
You know how many quotes I see a day?
Not wholesome. She's cute as shit, but she's not wholesome.
She's definitely not wholesome. So but isn't that his stepdaughter?
If anything, two new divorces. Yeah, it's his stepdaughter.
That's his stepdaughter, right? But he adopted
as an adult.
Okay. Yeah. So
Tina Lawson's divorcing.
Yeah. Okay.
Miss Knowles. And supposedly Marjorie. And I guess we got things to follow up on next week.
Yes, that's a fact.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
We have a lot
to talk about.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. So we're gonna come to a close today.
We gotta talk about Fresh and Fit next week too, please.
Yes, Fresh and Fit. Oh my mm-hmm. God. Yes, please. You want to talk? I'm gonna bring in the audio for everybody.
Oh, okay, so you want the audio with it?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring in the audio with it.
Is it a white friend and a black friend that yes. did a podcast, and then the white friend said something, and the black friend walked off?
Yes, crying.
Crying?
Boo-hooing.
He just felt hurt.
Yes.
Was he called nigga once too many times by his white friend?
I'm going to say this and that's it. Okay. Imagine you getting paid over $200,000 a month and then it just gets taken away from you and just stops completely. Your revenue just stops. I would be walking away crying too. So
does the friend still have his revenue?
Nope.
No.
They're in it
together.
They
still have the podcast, but they no longer make money off of it.
They cannot monetize off of it.
Well, welcome to DTF Radio.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, yo, Fresh and Fit. Oh man. All right. We're not gonna talk about that today.
Next week. Can't wait to hear it next week though. We've got audio, it's gonna be great. Guys, stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for next week's show, next week's episode. Y'all already know what it is. Thank y'all for tuning in today. 200 Miles on the Dash, the extended version. The super extended version. All right, we'll be back next week. See y'all later.
Peace. How are you closing out?
Can nobody, nobody, no fucking body fuck with me with this rap shit, yo. Check it. I've been spitting for 20 years. Sometimes I smile to hide the mouths of my